The Daily News Article Audio. Today in Top Stories. There will be no casino in Manhattan after all proposals are rejected by locals. Plans to build the Big Apple's first full-service casino in the heart of the city have run out of luck. A local panel on September 22nd rejected the last of three Manhattan proposals that had been among those vying for a new state license to operate a Las Vegas-style casino in the lucrative New York City market. The proposal, a six-acre project near the United Nations headquarters, dubbed Freedom Plaza and operated by Mohegan, the gaming company run by Connecticut's Mohegan tribe, was denied by a state-commissioned community advisory committee on a 4-2 vote. A Jay-Z-backed plan to build a Caesar's Palace casino in Times Square, and another proposal for a gambling resort on Manhattan's west side in the Hudson Yards area, were both voted down by two other local boards, amid local opposition. As in those votes, committee members, in the September 22nd decision, appointed by Governor Kathy Hochul and Mayor Eric Adams, were in favor of the Freedom Plaza project, but panel members representing local lawmakers said no. To be clear, this is not simply a rejection of a new casino in Manhattan, it is a rejection of new housing, new schools, billions of dollars in investment, and more for the borough, said William Fowler, an Adams spokesperson. The other local politicians, all Democrats like Hochul and Adams, said in a statement that residents voiced concerns during public hearings about the development's impact on congestion and public safety in the area. Michael Hirschman, CEO of the Soloviev Group, which was the lead developer on the more than $11 billion project, said Manhattan, the undisputed capital of the world, deserved the resort, which would have attracted visitors while serving the needs of its community. Ray Pinot, CEO of Mohegan, argued the review process did not allow for a recognition of the impact we could have had on the broader community of New York and the many individuals who would have benefited from new jobs, housing, and community benefits. Five proposals still remain in the race for up to three gaming licenses. Thank you for listening. This audio material is brought to you by Rare Job Incorporated.